Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Company right here on the fan. We got a lot more to do, so get aboard at 877-337-6666. When we come back, we'll welcome in a New York City legend. You remember him from his days with the New Jersey Nets? He was a Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. Kenny Anderson going to join us next.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online interactive Constitution, the center brings together people of all ages and perspectives to learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For podcasts, live programs, constitutional news, and educational resources, visit constitutioncenter.org.
This is Dr. Ami Vaidya. During this pandemic, the entire staff at John Theurer Cancer Center has kept their commitment, dedication, and promise to our patients that nothing will stop us in the fight against cancer. Thank you to our extraordinary team, constantly providing extraordinary care.
Some restrictions are being lifted and many beaches and pools are opening, but you gain some weight while stuck at home. You can lose that fat quickly with NJ Diet, since it only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. Their contractually guaranteed program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen. You're fully monitored by their certified staff, and you'll also get the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet's all natural. No shots, hormones, or surgery. Locations all over the tri-state, as well as online video consultations. There's absolutely no reason to delay losing weight and getting back into shape this summer. Visit NJDiet.com or call 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET or go to NJDiet.com.
Hey, it's Gio. Could there be a better time to fix up the exterior of your house? I've been telling you about the fantastic experience I had with my friends at CertaPro Painters, the proven and trusted experts in painting. Reach out to them today for a free remote or on-site estimate. CertaPro Painters knows how important your home is to you, and you can trust them to take all the steps to keep you and their painting team safe. Click on CertaPro.com right now. That's Certa with a C, CertaPro.com.
Each CertaPro business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They are a local business you can support.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Advance Auto Parts, we take the guesswork out of your oil change. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with a qualifying premium oil filter for $33.99. Plus, for Father's Day, visit AdvanceAutoParts.com and share your favorite garage moments with Dad for a chance to win an ultimate home garage makeover or other great prizes. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Searching for new wheels? Visit NorthBayCadillac.com for incredible pricing and 0% financing on select models. Get out of the old and into your new at North Bay Cadillac.
John Jastrzemski, Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
The Fan,
and Sports Radio 66, WFAN.
Welcome back. It's a jam-packed Wednesday edition of JJ After Dark. It's John Jastrzemski right here on The Fan, and going to welcome in a guy who knows a thing or two about handling a basketball. He's New York City through and through. His days at Georgia Tech, his days with the New Jersey Nets, and now he's giving back and coaching. Let's welcome in the outstanding point guard, Kenny Anderson, who's nice enough to give us a couple minutes. Kenny, it's John Jastrzemski. How you doing, my friend? How's everything?
Everything is good, John. How's everything going with you?
Kenny, we're doing all right, man. Trying to stay safe, trying to stay sane. I mean, listen, it's been weird. Yeah. You know, I'm doing sports radio shows for 3.5 months, and we've had no games to break down. So I guess let's start here, Kenny. You know, this is something that none of us have ever gone through before. This idea of, you know, a pandemic and, you know, league shutting down and the idea of trying to get things back up and running. So, you know, for you personally, has this been a real weird and trying period in your life, or are you just trying to find ways to stay sane?
Well, basically, it's been weird, number one, and number two, but my family, you know, it brought us, brought my family a little close, my wife, me, my son and my daughter, and my daughter goes to school here at this, you know, that I'm a coach at. And it kind of brought the family a lot closer because they wasn't doing so much, you know, just running around in the off season and the summer and all that. So it's given us time to really think and just everything, you know, just with the family. But everything in the world is going kind of crazy right about now.
Well, Kenny, you ain't kidding. And listen, you played a long time in the NBA. You had an outstanding college career. When you see the NBA's plans for Disney World, where you're talking about, you know, putting three teams at three hotels, no fans, the whole deal, what was did you have a take on what you saw from the NBA as far as getting their season back up and running in Walt Disney World? What's your take on that?
My take is, you know, basically they try to get, you know, they're trying to get money. You know what I mean? I would think, you know, just take off. Just don't have the basketball season. There's other things more important in the world, what we're going through. Just take it for three months. They're going to have it. You know why? You know, it seems to me like they're trying to make, you know, money out of it and they're not worrying about all the things, you know, things that dealing with the world, dealing with life. You know, I thought it would be coming to an end. This season would end it. But then there's different ways you could think about it, you know, maybe coming back, playing and getting the word out, getting, you know, LeBron James and all the other guys that's, you know, mean a lot to the league to talk about what's going on in the world, you know. So it's a little different, you know. It's so many things you can look at. But, you know, like some of my friends, they call and say, hey, maybe we should play basketball. Maybe not, you know. So it's different when you ask different people, you know, what you think they should do.
You know, Kenny, I think that's totally fair. And, you know, the one thing I'd say for a guy like LeBron, who obviously has been very active with a lot of this stuff, plenty of other guys have been giving back in the community and been making their feelings perfectly clear, which I respect the hell out of. Don't you get more of a platform, though, Kenny? When you're out doing your thing day after day and it's like, wow, we're seeing LeBron, we're seeing this guy, and now he's bringing light to some of these issues that are going on. I think it just gets you more in the public eye, no?
Yes, and that's where, you know, I was seeing, you know, early and then, you know, I was like, oh, maybe shouldn't play. But then again, I'm saying maybe you should, you know, you should go out and play because of the difference you can make, you know, by being out there and being talking about what's going on in the world and stuff like that. And then people is going to pay attention now because that's all they have is basketball to look at. So it's different, man. I think it's a good cause. You know, everybody has different, you know, motives, you know, why they should play. And it's just crazy right about now, but you know, it is what it is.
Kenny, as a guy who played his days with the New Jersey Nets, is it still weird getting used to the idea of seeing Brooklyn across that jersey, or are you cool with that?
I'm cool with it because I'm from New York. I'm like
New York
20
guy like
from,
me, of course.
The arena.
So you like the idea that they're back where they belong in New York. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I do too, man. It was great. We got two teams in New York, and hopefully with Kyrie and Kevin Durant, was going to make some noise this coming season, but you never know. I think it's great to have two teams in New York. It's awesome.
We got Kenny Anderson, the longtime member of the New Jersey Nets. You remember him from his days at Georgia Tech. And Kenny, you think back to your alma mater when you're playing at Georgia Tech. I mean, you're lighting the world on fire, man. I mean, you're putting up unbelievable stat lines. You have this rise into the NBA. How do you currently feel about the state of affairs at your alma mater? You okay with everything that's going on at that school, or do you think that program is not where they need to be?
It will get there. You know, right now we're not where we should, you know, where we should be. But I think the coach is doing a great job. You can only give these positive reassurance that they'll get it back. They'll get it back. I always, that's my alma mater, Georgia Tech, and I always hope that one day, you know, they'll get back there to the glory days with Coach Crimmins and everything. They will. I think they will.
Kenny, you have a chance to check out the Michael Jordan Last Dance documentary that came out a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. I watched it. It was pretty interesting, pretty good documentary.
You have any stories about going one-on-one or playing against Michael Jordan? Was that like a daunting, intimidating thing? I mean, listen, you're not going to back down from anybody. We know your days on the court. We know how tough a player you were. But, I mean, you're dealing with one of the best to ever do it. And for my money, he is the best to ever do it. So was that something when you were playing Jordan that first time? Did you have the butterflies, the goosebumps going?
No, I never did because I'm from, I always say I'm from New York. I wanted to. The goosebumps, we filled, Chicago's coming in town. So you filled it up. It was a sold out arena. You had to perform and show what you all about. And that's what I did. I played against Michael Jordan. I played against Kobe Bryant, played against LeBron James, played against three of the best players ever. So it was just exciting, knowing that the arena was going to be filled up, that night, and you had to give it your go. You had to give it what you had, So it was great playing against those guys.
Was Jordan, Kenny, the best player you ever played against?
Yes. I have to go with that. Jordan is the best. Kobe Bryant, LeBron James is somewhere in there, but Michael Jordan is the best.
And you're in town in New York. You're a New York guy through and through, and you're playing in Jersey. Was there ever this, like, just overall hatred towards the other team in town where they got Patrick Ewing, they got Charles Oakley, they got John Starks? Kenny, that was at a point in time when the Knicks were actually winning games. I know what a concept. They don't do a whole lot of that these days. But you guys playing in New Jersey, playing for the other team in town, did you guys in many ways almost have, like, a chip on your shoulder when you go against them?
Yeah, I did because, I'm coming from a whole family member that loved the Knicks. My mother, my father, my brother, my sisters, everybody loved the Knicks. But the Nets, was like, oh, you playing for New Jersey. They came to the game. They cheered for me. But they was all Knicks fans. It was great. But in 94, we had a chance. We played them well. In the regular season, we beat up on them. But in the playoffs, they gave it to us in the playoffs, in 94 when they went to the finals and they played the Houston Rockets and they lost.
In your years of being a college basketball player and an NBA player, Kenny, who is the coach? And it might go to your high school days, it might go to your college days, it might go to your pro days. Who's the coach that had the most of an impact on you?
Oh, you got to go Chuck Daly. Chuck Daly was a great man. Rest in peace. That's my guy, Chuck Daly. He coached two championships with Detroit. He coached Isaiah Thomas, one of the best, point guards ever to play the game. And I would say Chuck Daly was my best pro coach. But I had some great coaches: PJ Carlissimo, Portland Trail Blazers, Rick Pitino with the Boston Celtics, Jim O'Brien, coached me, you know, with the Boston Celtics. I had some great coaches, and I try to take everything, you know, from them, you know, that I learned from them and teach some of my youngsters.
What would you say, being around all these great coaches? I mean, that's a laundry list, Kenny. I mean, yeah. BJ is at an incredible run, college and in the pros and as an assistant. Rick Pitino is one of the best college coaches to ever do it. And Chuck Daly is a Hall of Famer, won two NBA titles with the Pistons. Now is a guy who's giving back. Now is a guy who's coaching. As far as your coaching style, like, do you find yourself taking a little bit of Daly, a little bit of Rick Pitino, a little bit of PJ, and, like, combining it all into one? Like, I mean, being around guys like that, that's what I'd be looking to do.
Yeah, that's what I've done, you know. But the one that I truly, truly admire and love is my high school coach, Jack Curran, who passed away about 6-7 years ago. I went to Archbishop Molloy High School. Jack Curran is somebody that I really admired, and that's what I try to teach my guys a lot, you know, that what he comes from and what he taught me.
You play with Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker, and I totally forgot you were a Celtic, Kenny. It's amazing how these years can kind of blend in. I remember your days with the Nets. Remember your days with the Trailblazers. And, of course, you're in Boston for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You're alongside Paul Pierce. Did you know playing with him how special a player he was going to be? I know you got him in the early days. I know you guys had that series against the Nets with that incredible comeback. But, like, being alongside a guy like Pierce, when was the moment you realized, man, this guy's got a chance to be a pretty special player?
The draft. The draft. I saw a lot of him play. I've seen a lot of him at Kansas. And I went and represented us, you know, at the draft, Boston Celtics, Kenny Anderson. We took the 10th pick. Paul Pierce was the 10th. And he was really, like, pissed off that he went number 10. And he wanted to show everybody. And he sure did. You know, he was just a great gym rat, you know, someone who really worked extremely hard on his game. And I admired him and just the career he had, and not only the career he had, but where he had it at. That was in Boston, and Larry Bird and I don't know the other guy that passed away, older cat, but he's up there in the third. He's third in scoring with the Boston Celtics. So it's just been a great great accomplishment. Paul Pierce, the way he played, you know, jump shot, put the ball on the floor, could post up. He just did it all. He did it all. Played defense. He did it all. He was just a great player.
And, Kenny, was it super cool for you as a guy who played for the Nets for all those years to be playing against them in the postseason? Like, I know you guys ended up falling short in that series, but that must have brought back all sorts of crazy emotions, right?
Yeah, it definitely did. It was great, you know, going back there playing and seeing. It was great, but going and seeing where they went. They went to two championships. I love, you know, Jason Kidd. All you do is give those guys a lot of credit. I played for this organization and I wanted to see them do well. But against us, both Celtics, I wanted them to lose. But they came out and they really played extremely well in that series and beat us.
We got Kenny Anderson, the longtime New Jersey Net, terrific New York City point guard. And Kenny, I'm so happy to hear that you're doing very well. I mean, that must have been incredibly scary to recover from a stroke and go through all that. And now you're sitting here doing an interview with me, you're back coaching, which is where you belong. I mean, was that one of those moments that, like, hit you like a pound? I mean, I can't imagine going through something like that. So all is well as far as that goes, correct?
Yes, it was very scary. I'm going through it again now. But I go to Vanderbilt in Nashville, Vanderbilt Hospital. I go to my therapy, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, just to get my, you know, my memory. My memory is kind of bugged out. I'm doing pretty well in the process, and it just was crazy, man. I didn't lose none of my limbs. I'm walking the same. I'm talking the same. It's just my memory, that I lost some. So I just thank God, you know, for everything that he's given me. And that's it, man. That's it. Just everything. It was a scary moment in my life.
Kenny, I totally understand that. Listen, your memory right now, I mean, with the way you're rehashing some of these old school NBA score stories, it seems like it's doing a lot better. So I guess that's some positivity to take, my friend. Roll with that.
Yeah. My memory is doing great. I could just, I just got to keep getting help, far as with my therapy, just keep getting it, man. I'm getting older. So some of my memory is just going to come with the age factor.
Totally get that.
So that's
Kenny,
a great thing,
I know it, man. I know it. Before we get you out of here, as a guy who's a New Yorker through and through, you play in the area, you grew up in the area, Milwaukee, you name it. What do you miss the most, my friend, about being in New York day in and day out?
Oh, man, I miss it. I miss it all the time. I always talk about it. I just miss the my friends, the guys that and then everywhere I can go. I went to, like, every borough I used to hang out. When I go back, I go to Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, Manhattan. I just go everywhere, It's like I'm a kid in a candy store when I go back home, visiting everybody, just seeing everybody in good spirits. And right now, everybody is down, but we'll get back. New York is one of those cities that will get it back.
I like that attitude, Kenny. Time you're in New York, what is the must-have meal for Kenny Anderson? If you're coming back for a weekend, a night, whatever it may be, if there's one restaurant you can go to go get dinner, where are you going?
Wow. Oh, man. See, this is where my memory comes in at. It gets me.
I believe it, man. Listen, there are too many options to choose from, man. You know the deal.
I'll tell you when I hang up. I'll be like, I forgot.
Of course.
I would say I used to go to the Palm restaurant. It was on 40th Street, the Palm restaurant, steak spot. I get their steaks and all that. It was great.
With that. Listen, potato, Kenny,
but I haven't ate. I haven't. I got to chill with the steak. I haven't ate steak. I can only eat it once a week.
Yeah, gotta be behaved. I totally get it, my
but
friend.
The Palm restaurant. I always go to the Palm.
The Palm.
Palm restaurant.
Listen,
yep.
I appreciate a couple of minutes. This was a whole lot of fun. I'm glad you and the family are doing well. Continue to stay safe. Keep giving back, man. We can't thank you enough for the time. So. Stay strong, Kenny Anderson. We'll be rooting for you, all right, my brother?
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
There you have it. Good stuff there, Kenny Anderson. Really good guy. Glad to see he is doing much better after a scary, scary stroke from a couple of years ago. I mean, that is scary, scary stuff. So glad to see that Kenny is doing A-OK. It is a Wednesday edition of JJ After Dark. We got a lot more to do, so get aboard 877-337-6666. Come right back.
Want to hear your favorite WFAN podcast? We make it easy peasy. Download and subscribe for free on the radio.com app, WFAN.com, iTunes, or your favorite podcast platform. Whether it's fan podcasts or making sure you can take WFAN with you anywhere and everywhere, it's a great marriage. Not like a momentary lapse of reason type of marriage. Say I do with no regrets. Radio.com and The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. WFAN and WFAN FM New York. A radio.com sports station.
Here's to the road.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.